writing a book isn't half of it. Finish a book and you haven't even started. You've got to get out there and promote it, which, when I wrote my first novel, None of Your Business, is what I tried to do. To my surprise, and no doubt that of the listener, I blagged an interview slot on the local BBC radio station. I managed to secure a bit of local press coverage and made a nuisance of myself by engaging in some quiet self-promotion on a variety of internet forums. One of which brooked no such nonsense from the likes of me and was swift and merciless in imposing a lifetime ban. In the naive hope of securing a review slot in a national newspaper or magazine, I sent out multiple copies to editors. Still no hard feelings, we've all come to embrace recycling, haven't we? And anyway, a couple of American websites, proper business ones, embraced the concept and were good enough to print a few kind words of review and recommendation, and, joy of all joys, a click-to-buy link to everyone's favourite online bookstore. Some telly and film people had nice things to say. A film producer and a noted literary agent were generous with their time and advice. Clearly I should press on and take every opportunity to promote the book. A stall at the Village Fete offering signed copies? Well, why not? Well, here's why not. To the side of the arena where later majorettes would march and dogs be shown, we set up a garden table with a tablecloth draped over it. A poster which Sandra put together on Photoshop bore a pressie of the novel, None of Your Business, and a big picture of the author. The poster was fixed to a card and propped up on Sandra's easel. Front of house and visible, we had a bowl of apples, a bowl of sweets, a pile of books, my lovely assistant Sandra, me and a biro. Under the table was an ashtray, cigarettes, lighter and a cool box filled with dry white wine and cans of Guinness. It had been drizzling, so the garden parasol was up and we kept our coats on. We were next to the ice cream van, so spent the day engulfed in the aroma of sugary diesel. People strode past, keeping their distance, it seemed. "Don't scowl at people," I said to Sandra, "give them a smile." Although I had to agree it was becoming hard to keep the spirits up. Someone came over and asked what the book was about, and I gave her an outline. "How much is it?" she said. Well, my answer slammed the door on that prospective deal, because I hadn't appreciated that this was the sort of event to which people brought a pocket full of change, and were as likely to part with a tenner as they were to turn out to be Steven Spielberg in disguise. I sold one copy all day, and that was to the bloke who ran the fete. I suppose that it had cost a fiver to rent the space that I came out ahead. Although, as people became less timid and descended like starlings on the free apples and sweets, well, maybe I broke even. The breakfast DJ from the local commercial station came over. "Have to get you on the show one morning," he said. Things were looking up. But then, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, then, with pen poised over his Bakshi copy, I paused and I said, "Sorry, what was your name again?" "Dave," he replied, stiffly. Although he may just as well have said, "Invitation withdrawn."